AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Calls are growing for gun reform.
What kind of a civilization does not defend their children?
Moms Demand Action held a rally at the Tennessee State Capitol today, pushing for stricter gun laws after yesterday's school shooting in Nashville. Their pleas come as police release new info on the shooter, Chief John Drake.
Parents felt that she should not own weapons. They were under the impression that was when she sold the one weapon that she did not own anymore. As it turned out, she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
The shooter legally purchased 7 guns. 3 were used in the rampage. Meantime, support's now pouring in for survivors.
They come bringing flowers and stuffed animals as a show of support for those who survived the school shooting. They say prayers for the 3 9-year-olds and 3 school employees who lost their lives. 101-year-old Carolyn Monisher made the trip from a nearby assisted living facility.
They're going to need a lot of help. The ones that survived, and I think they will, but it's not easy.
Sandra Irvin attends the church.
Guns need to be registered and restricted, and they need to do something about crazy people buying all these guns.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Nashville.
Border officials will start processing survivors of a migrant facility fire near the southern border where dozens died last night. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez has the latest.
This was a detention facility where migrants were being processed before being deported to the interior of Mexico to be sent back home to places like Venezuela and other Latin American nations. The Mexican president today, Manuel López Obrador, suggested that this fire was started by the migrants themselves because they were protesting the fact that they were going to be deported and removed from that area.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
What is it that Congress needs to do when it comes to immigration in this country? We can certainly find fault with what you have done. We've done it before with previous administrations as well. But what are we willing to do? It's easy to be critical, but every member of Congress needs to look in the mirror.
A former crypto king faces more criminal charges.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been indicted again, this time for directing $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials to unfreeze assets related to his cryptocurrency business. It's the 13th charge he's facing ahead of his fraud trial in New York. Bankman-Fried has pleaded not guilty to charges that he cheated investors out of billions of dollars before his business collapsed last year. He was arrested in December. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
He faces more than 100 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mavnair. Here's what you need to know. Next Tuesday's race in Wisconsin's 8th District will determine if the Republicans lock up a 2/3 majority in the Senate. That gives them the opportunity to impeach and remove elected officials, including Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Republican Dan Knoedl was elected to the State Assembly in 2008. His Democratic challenger, Jody Habish-Senekin, is an attorney who's worked in private practice. The 8th District, which includes parts of Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties, was held for 30 years by Republican State Senator Alberta Darling. She is now retired. Health officials are warning there might be an uptick in flu cases as kids return to school after coming back from spring break. Public health nurses say this is normal. Watch for symptoms. Stay home when you're ill. COVID-19 and RSV cases are down, but you should test if you have symptoms. I'm Jane Mattmeyer. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, playing out across the Civic Media Network. KTNF in Minneapolis, WCPT in Chicago, and I hear most times on Progressive Voices late at night.
Yeah, right.
Most days. Dom, generally we turn towards the national headlines, but our backyard is the national headline. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race, 1 week from today, could help start putting democracy back on a solid footing in my beloved state of Wisconsin, Dom. So I want to start hour two back where we begun with the Janet Protasiewicz, Dan Kelly race. And when I found a story over at the Raw Story, Dom, I knew I wanted to lead hour two here. Far right Supreme Court candidate described as unfit to serve in a scathing op-ed.
Oof.
As I share this opinion for the very same reasons, I'd like to share it with you in the audience, Dom. I'll go first. In Wisconsin, on Tuesday, April 4th, voters will elect either a far-right MAGA Republican or a liberal to a seat on the state Supreme Court. Republican, he's the MAGA one. Dan Kelly is up against liberal Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who's been railing against Kelly relentlessly over his severe anti-abortion views, as well as for his sympathy for election denialist.
Yes.
That's the nicest way you could say it. Kelly has given Protasiewicz plenty of material to work with. On March 21st, he was at an event headlined by the Reverend Matthew Truhella, a Christian fundamentalist who has described killing abortion providers as justifiable homicide. Nice character, the Reverend. A supporter of the militia movement, he also called for evangelicals to receive paramilitary training and wage a holy war against their adversaries.
Holy war, all right.
You know, like heathens and atheists like you, Dom. The seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court that Kelly and Protasiewicz are competing for is up for grabs because of former Chief Justice Pat Rogensack's retirement. In an op-ed published by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on March 28th, so the local paper, Ellen Brostrom, who is Rogensack's daughter, again, Rogensack is the retiring chief, she's the conservative on the court, her daughter endorses Protasiewicz and emphasizes that Kelly is unfit for the position.
What? The retiring conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice's daughter, who's a judge in her own right? has come out in support of the liberal Jenna Protasiewicz because the MAGA Kelly is unfit. That's very interesting.
Dominic, as judges, I speak on behalf of the author of this piece. As judges, we take an oath to support the constitutions of the United States and the state of Wisconsin, Brostrom argues. Instead of supporting our constitutional rights, however, Kelly has worked to undermine the Constitution and our democracy. He has never served as a frontline judge and instead most recently served as legal advisor to the Republican Party of Wisconsin as it implemented the fake elector scheme. Crudy would call that the criminal fraudulent elector scheme, but, you know, I'm not going to quibble with the author. Part of a multifaceted conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election. I like where she's going with this, Dom. The judge continues. In the United States, we proudly elect our leaders. Our leaders do not install themselves. Our entire democracy, indeed the very idea of America, is built on this bedrock constitutional right. Whatever our flaws and shortcomings, and Dom's got a few, America and Wisconsin specifically has been a city on the hill for the peaceful transition of power.
Crudy, Wisconsin is among the five states that former President Donald Trump won in 2016 but lost in 2020. And Brostrom slams Kelly for being sympathetic to the MAGA Republicans who tried to overturn the Democratic election results in a state that now President Biden won fairly. A quote, instead of peaceful transition, however, since the last presidential election, the country has been subject to a massive fraud designed to convince fellow citizens that the election was stolen. It seems the losing side, led by President Trump, Fox News, and his allies, believes the results should be overturned by any means necessary. To that end, they have intentionally lied to the American people and conspired to keep Trump illegally in power.
She continues, tell him, sister.
Kelly assisted in this scheme, and that makes him unfit to serve on our state's highest court. I believe we all have a patriotic and moral obligation to vote against candidates who have helped this conspiracy along, even if we are not fully comfortable with their opponent or would not vote for them otherwise. Kelly helped this conspiracy along, working to overturn the 2020 presidential election. That is not conservative. That is not American. Kelly is unfit to serve on our highest court.
I have always had that opinion of him, Dom. He is contemptuous of the people of the state of Wisconsin. And of course, the Constitution, right? That's the big flaw. The fact he would set aside the Constitution, the will of the electors, he would represent the fraudulent, criminally, I would assert, fraudulent Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin. He would, be a conduit for the RNC, but somehow defends himself because he was just cashing checks as a 1099, not a direct employee of the party.
Right, I wasn't on the payroll. I was a contractor.
You know, kind of like when he defended sexual abusers, because he's never been a judge, as it's been pointed out many times. Well, I guess there was that brief appointment to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but he didn't win the confidence of the electorate.
Hell, he didn't win the confidence of his fellow conservatives on the Supreme Court, who many times, more often than not, wrote their own decisions instead of going along with his decisions.
Well, they all dissent.
And I think, you know, this is, I think it makes it even more interesting that given that this is the offspring of the retiring Wisconsin Supreme Court conservative justice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm highly doubt that this judge grew up in a, you know, liberal environment, let's call it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, consider the source. And in that sense, absolutely right. And thank you for bringing this and continually bringing this to light. I mean, this is a guy who conspired. And you talk about against the Constitution. Hell, against you and me, against the voters, all voters. The voter, we voted. And more votes got accumulated for one guy versus the other. And he goes and tries to help the mega Wisconsinites, the Andrew Hitz and the other Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin to try to what? Overturn that. To overturn the will of the people. I mean, it doesn't get much more shady and dirty than that. And these folks are the same ones They're the same ones that'll wrap themselves in a flag and tell you how patriotic they are. They put on their American flag lapel pin. Well, if your idea of an American ideal is having the loser of an election lie to the electorate and conspire with the local statewide Republican parties to overturn the will of the people, well, then I guess you are as patriotic as they come.
So what you're implying or perhaps stating, Dom, is that January 6th, or the facsimile thereof, the procedural coup happened right here in the state of Wisconsin as well, in part facilitated by the legal work of the guy, Dan Kelly, who now hopes to serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you know, to be the arbiter of law and constitutionality. Well, we've already seen his judgment. His legal advice is go perpetrate a coup, because if it wasn't, why didn't he come out and contradict his client's actions? Why didn't he say, this is crazy talk? I don't know why they would do that. That goes completely contrary to the legal advice I gave. But that ain't how he plays it, is it, Tom?
Not at all.
I would deny, if I didn't kill someone, I would deny, I didn't kill that person! I did not kill right. someone! If he didn't give that sort of legal advice that, hey, try the procedural coup, what could it hurt?
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen, right? Clandestinely met in the Capitol in secret rooms, had to be let into a locked building. We know. We broke in, air quotes, to that same building in the very same week, Dom. And the occasion was the duly appointed day where the actual electors, you know, for Joe Biden, the successful candidate here in the state of Wisconsin, were to get together in the Wisconsin Capitol and cast their electoral votes for Joe Biden. And these Republicans, and you talk about Republican Party leaders, I mean, from the top down, dude, it was Andrew Hitt. The guy was the chairman of the Republican Party. It was Bob Spindell, who chairs one of the congressional districts and is also a Wisconsin elections commissioner, who also recently was found bragging about the suppression of the Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee. Very proud of it. See what we can do when we just put our heads together effectively. He bragged. We can suppress the votes. I mean, Dom, this is not a pound the drum for the blue team, but holy schmoly, man, when did we get start to set aside the Constitution if I didn't like the outcome of the election?
Well, that's exactly what it is. And they all try to, you know, hide behind this. Well, there were questions. There were no questions. I mean, yes, your leader, your orange god, lied to you. And either you went along with the lie knowingly, willfully, and became part of the conspiracy, which disqualifies you. Or you are an ignorant bastard and no right to be anywhere near the seat of power. Your judgment, either way, no matter the result, is unacceptable.
You know, I always looked at the courts as the arbiter of such things. I always thought, well, if you're willing to put your hand on a Bible and risk imprisonment for lying, that the court was the venue. If you can prove it in court, bring your best evidence. If Trump, if you had a case, where is it? Why haven't you ever presented any of that evidence? And when we consider that the Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin, by a 4-3 ruling, didn't throw out almost 200,000 votes that would have affected the outcome of the election, by a 4-3. No, I don't want you on that court, Dan Kelly, because I know how you would have voted. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 26. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, highs around 33, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows level off around 18. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees, 35 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials. Hit us up on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. You can find more on the shows and podcasts and interviews at civicmedia.us. Click on the shows tab and look for the greatest radio show ever, the Devil's Advocates.
Dom, sometimes I think we get stuck in this rut trying to protect democracy from those that would try to overturn the Constitution and the will of the voters. You know, sort of the bad news.
Yeah.
I think we got to look for the good news sometimes as well.
All right. All right.
So I'd like to come back with some good news for you and the sake of the audience. The headline here, great news. The cocaine bear now officiates weddings. You know, I recently renewed my vows with my beloved Mrs. Crudy. We did it sort of our own way, but had I only known the cocaine bear was available, might have changed the whole plan, Dom. Let me read just briefly from this, and then we'll get to your phone calls if you have the courage to hang on that long. 844-967-2789. Here's your good news. Be careful of the party favors at this new hot wedding venue on a cool Monday in Lexington, Kentucky. Natives Alexandria and Armando said their vows under the watchful eyes and probably dilated pupils of the cocaine bear, who officiated the wedding in his home at the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall. Now, if you're going to do it, Dom, do it right. Go get cocaine bear
at the Fun Mall.
Images of the ceremony published by TMZ, which broke the happy news, depict the couple standing in front of the Earth Sign officiant. Earth Sign, I guess that means bear, who wore a top hat for the occasion. The real-life cocaine bear was found dead in 1985. I did not realize that was based on a true story. And according to Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall, he wound up in the museum after exchanging hands and crossing state lines a few times. Ahead of the wedding, the Fun Mall co-owner, Griffin Van Meter, touted the bear's officiant credentials to TMZ. And here's the law in Kentucky, at least according to this dude. As long as you feel the person marrying you like cocaine bear has the authority, then the marriage can be binding here in Kentucky.
What?
Oddly enough, it was also Van Meter who confirmed to the Wall Street Journal in February that the cocaine bear at the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall, the one fans honor with selfies and by purchasing all manner of memorabilia, from t-shirts to snow globes, Dom, is not the actual cocaine bear.
Aw, boo!
Louisville local NBC station WAVE News first called the bear's authenticity into question in December. The outlet spoke with a medical examiner who said there was never a full carcass to preserve and who refuted the museum's claim. Cited by TMZ, the bear was found with a stomach full of cocaine. We had bones and a little bit of height, the medical examiner told WAVE. We had bones and used them to give us an idea of the height and weight of the bear, what it would have been, We further reported that the real-life bear was female, while the taxiderm bear on display in Lexington, nicknamed Pablo Escobar, is described as male. I think that's the important part.
We got the most important part of that article. Cocaine bear at the mall in Kentucky. Go get married, folks.
What? A little bit more. Maybe from
oh,
the...
Oh, wait, there's more.
There's more from the conclusion of the article, Dom. Regardless of its authenticity, the cocaine bear has seen a brand explosion in recent months. Were you? I know you're aware. I'm saying this for the audience's sake. Cocaine bear, that's a thing now. It's a movie. Looks hilarious, but I haven't seen it yet. Charting a narrative from taxidermist theme park attraction to a biopic subject to now novelty wedding officiant? Is it a novelty? I think it could really catch on, Dom. If there's a third wedding for you, I think Cocaine Bear should officiate. Right.
Sources, if there's a third wedding for me, it's probably because of the cocaine.
Cocaine Bear, you and Cocaine Bear running off together, Dom? Ass grass or cash, nobody rides for free. Sources close to Cocaine Bear have remained tight-lipped as to whether or not this could become a permanent second act. If there's a taxidermied meth gator somewhere in the swamps of Florida, however, we're guessing she and her agent are taking notes.
Guarantee that's the case.
If there's a meth gator, Joel Clayfish has hunted him.
Just don't eat it. 844-967-2789. Let's get to those very patient callers.
You know how you know it's a meth gator?
No teeth?
All the missing teeth, yeah.
Mary from Milwaukee, welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Mary.
Yeah, sorry, Crude and Dom. Sorry to take this back to a serious subject. And
oh, possibly I've missed it.
But I'm wondering if the Supreme Court candidates have expressed their opinion on gun control. And if appropriate, it should be highlighted in this last week. I'll take your response off the air. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Mary. The only topic of gun control that I have heard is Ted Nugent. You know, the Fred Bear guy? The rock and roll turned wackadoo turned recent guest on Joel Clayfish's show, Raised in the Wisco.
And also a recent opening act for Trump during the Trump Davidian Waco cult meeting.
That may also be true, although not independently verified by yours truly. But Dom,
trust me, man.
There was a little hate mail about the Ted Nugent appearance, and it was pre-authorized. I said, sure, man, have him on. I peppered it. Ted Nugent once at a, not in the actual peppering sense, but, I asked him multiple follow-up questions at a presser one time, and he had the good sense to take all of my questions and snarkily answer them, but at least he had the respect to do a presser. So Joel asked, I said, whatever, Joel, it's your show. And Ted Nugent endorsed Dan Kelly, so consider the source, because he said Dan Kelly was your gun guy. Dan Kelly was, if you love some guns, and who amongst us doesn't, then Dan Kelly's your guy. And if you're looking to renew your vows, Cocaine Bear is your officiant. A little good news now.
I believe I saw a picture of Dan Kelly at a gun range, shooting a rifle. So, he's very, very gun-y. And if Ted Nugent supported him, as Crudy said, consider the source. Oh, Ted, man, what happened to you, man? Detroit City Madman, such a disappointment. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, coming back with more of your calls. 844-967-2789.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's doubling down on his call for an assault weapons ban following a school shooting in Nashville.
We have to do more to stop this gun violence, of ripping communities apart and ripping apart the soul of this nation. To protect our children so they learn how to read and write instead of duck and cover in the classroom.
A Senate panel tackled immigration and border issues today in Washington. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
Congress needs to hold you accountable, yes, but we've also got to stop pointing fingers and act ourselves. We should start working together on a bipartisan basis to fix our immigration system today.
The hearing follows the deaths of 39 migrants at a detention facility last night. And the Senate Banking Committee also addressed the collapse of two banks today. FDIC Chair Martin Gruenberg.
The prudential regulation of these institutions merits serious attention, particularly for capital, liquidity, and interest rate risk.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports, we do a daily music break and a history lesson, we have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse Record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a fire, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
$2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Badger Final Four pregame show. I'd like to think of us as a 6 p.m. tip-off. WFHR, our flagship Badger station. You can stream it live on the Civic Media app. Also,
hey, just for the record, you got to say NIT Final Four. It's like saying Dan Kelly was a Supreme Court justice without noting that he was appointed by Scott Walker.
I think
just the, come on, man.
The real Badger fans know it's the NIT, but at least we're still playing, baby. Vegas or bust. We're in the Final Four. NIT. So, anyways. Dom, I've traveled all around the state of Wisconsin. You know, part of Civic Media's mission has been to cover the state. I've joked, I'm trying to cover the back of Russ Feingold's hand. And I feel like by the time all the parts come together, we will have done a pretty damn good job in about a year's time. But there may not be time to move every portion of the state electorate, not for this race, not for a spring race.
And not for a race that's next week, a week from today.
Yeah, I don't have any more radio stations rolling out for you fine folks in the next week, not in rural Wisconsin. And while I feel pretty confident here in Madison, all my friends are thinking like I am. We got to go vote for Protasiewicz. But I wonder, out in the outmarkets, out in the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin, where we typically see the overvote for the red, and don't let the colors fool you, this is badger wear, folks. This ain't supportive of the Republican Party or the rural red part of the state, not the way they've been voting. But when you compare the Democrat strategy, the rural strategy, as Dave Zweifel writes at the Capital Times, they don't have one. It's a little scary.
Uh-oh.
So you hope we're doing our part in the outstate. You hope a guy like Ben Wickler has raised enough capital and there's enough third-party spending, although we know that Matt Rothschild was bemoaning that in hour one. Find the podcast at civicmedia.us a little bit later today. But the rural strategy, Dom, how do we convince rural voters that the Democratic Party stands for them? Because that's the question. We've got to turn out the cities and Republicans turn out the rural areas. But couldn't we as Democrats try a little of Dave Zweifel's writing? The National Democratic Party has taken a lot of hits in recent years for what many perceive as its abandonment of rural voters. But the most unsparing criticism comes from someone typically on the Democrat side, Texas gadfly and outspoken progressive Jim Hightower. Anyone that's ever been to Fighting Bob Fest or been a loyal listener of this fine show, we've had Jim on the show. Hightower is well known here in Wisconsin, where he's made frequent visits at political gatherings. He was blunt in his January Hightower Lowdown newsletter about what he thinks the Dems' rural voter strategy, if he says you could even call it that. First, he attacks the party's Washington-based insiders for promulgating an election strategy to recruit and finance candidates in their own image. Urbane professionals who try to tiptoe an office with bland, middle-of-the-road policies of pretend reform that preserve all the abusive power of the existing system. So when we're talking with our pal Matt Rothschild, who is the watchdog of political spending here in the state of Wisconsin, and we're winning, the Democrats are winning the fundraising game, at least directly. Billionaires are giving money to the party, and they turn around, they advance that money back to the candidates. But does that make them more appealing to the rural part of the state or the progressives out there? I mean, farmers used to be pretty progressive. Anyways, a little bit more from Hightower through the writing of Dave Zweifel. Believe it or not, he continues, they actually decided the smart thing to do is to kiss off the entire swaths of the country, especially the farm counties and factory towns of rural America. Dom, we would never do that to the people. I love the small towns. There's a lot of cool ones in this state. A little bit more, and then perhaps you can do some of the lifting for a change. Forget the give 'em hell scrappy spirit of Harry Truman. These geniuses, that should be in air quotes, are surrounding those millions of voters, surrendering those millions of voters without a fight, labeling them as a lost cause, unworthy of expending political money and effort, writes the former Texas Agricultural Commissioner, again, Hightower. Instead, the party has bet the whole game on increasing turnout among true blue Democrats in city and metro precincts, while hoping to skim off enough independents and moderate Republicans to squeak out some wind stops. Squeak them out by like 5,600 votes.
Pardon me, Crudy. Hightower continues, Democrats are not losing rural elections because their ideas are radical or too anti-establishment, but specifically because party leaders are too timid and unwilling to fight for those ideas and too often maneuvering behind the scenes to kill them, Hightower argues. People see this. Longtime activist Matt Hildreth, who heads ruralorganizing.org, says the result of the hypocrisy is inevitable. The number one question that we lose rural voters on is, are Democrats fighting for you? I remember Wisconsin's Mike McCabe making the same argument when he ran for the Democratic nomination for governor back in 2018 and in his book, Blue Jeans in High Places. Others criticized the National Party for deciding in the 2022 midterms to pull back fundraising for the Democratic candidate Brad Pfaff, who wound up barely losing to insurrectionist Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's mainly rural 3rd District. Another quote from Hightower. Rather than keep paying $500 an hour fees to its flock of old line Washington consultants, the National Party apparatus should be sending $500 a month to each of these scrappy groups in rural Democrats. With even the slightest wherewithal and long overdue moral support, they will build a grassroots election infrastructure that, in conjunction with Metro Democrats, can actually produce a government worthy of the American people's progressive aspirations. Now that, he says, is a party worth fighting for. Dave Zweifel writing at the Cap Times.
I know we're in the midst of a state Supreme Court race, and so many of the issues that are near and dear to me effectively go through the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So a lot of reason to be civically engaged right now. Go out and vote on April 4th, a week from today. I would encourage you to vote for Protus Sawicz. I think she is the voice of, let's call it, sanity, perhaps.
Or you could vote for rights. A guy who was paid by the Wisconsin GOP and the RNC to, I don't know, come up, advise on legal schemes to overturn the will of the people, the majority of the will of the people. That's the guy. I mean, really, that's your option.
That is your option in this race. But above and beyond that, I sure do hope we can go back to talking about progressive principles on the radio some. You know, what we're for. Things like Medicare for All. When's the last time you heard me or anyone else advocating for Medicare for All? We've been chased off of some of the subjects that are instrumental to how I think our nation should be governed.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to get into the weeds about something like that when the basic foundation of democracy is literally has the capability to wash away before our eyes. You know, I'm down too, man. I'd love to talk about cap gains taxes and income taxes and what's appropriate and what's a proper level of debt for the federal government. Yeah, yes, all those things. But come on, man. If the losing party stages a revolt and nothing happens, we need to address these other issues. We have now. I'm not saying we can't do two things at once or three things at once. They kind of take a priority, man. There's got to be some comeuppance. This is a seditious conspiracy imposed upon this country, you know, willfully with state Republican leaders in many states, with Donald Trump and all of his attorneys, the whole thing. So while I'm down, man, I'd love to have these conversations. Those things got to be addressed, man. And you can't put that aside. How the hell are you going to talk about Medicare for All when you can't even agree that the person that gets the most votes should be the one elected to the seat?
You know, a conservative recently told me some of those January 6 people get a bad rap. 844-967-2789. It's a pretty clear line in the sand for this little media product.
Well, I mean, unfortunately it is, man. It's really hard to overcome that. And we talk about reaching out to the rural voters, and I appreciate that. And listen, everyone needs to be touched. Let's have those conversations. I'm so down with it. But if I reach out to a rural voter and they say, oh, man, Donald Trump, he got screwed, man. He got the election stolen. You know, what's my proper response? Are you effing kidding me? Okay, let's not do that. Let's say, okay, based on what do you say that? Oh, because Donald Trump told you. The loser, the guy who's been convicted of fraud or his company's fraud, the guy who's been a hustler his entire life, the guy who was born on 3rd and thinks he hits a triple, this guy, you're going to trust him. The lawsuits that he lost, everything he tried to do, it all failed. But because Fox News, who now apparently, as it come up with the Dominion lawsuit, saying, no, they're lying to you. So, okay, rural voters, Republican voters, you think there's a problem. What's your assessment? Where do you get your information from? Because Donald Trump did not get an election stolen from him. He lost it. He lost it fair and square.
Well, let me point out, Tom, hence the hard work I think we're doing here at Civic Media, dude. Where do you get reliable information in the out markets? And I've told you this, the internet in certain parts of the state of Wisconsin sucks. You get off the interstate, you get deep in the woods, you don't get broadband. You aren't going on the Washington Post site. You're probably not a subscriber. The vast majority of people, and I love that we've got a very educated listenership, but the vast majority of people, they want their news for free, or maybe they used to subscribe to the local paper, but it barely merits rapid fishing anymore, talking about the local papers. So a lot of the media that drives the conversations in the state of Wisconsin is talk radio. I mean, we've talked about this a million times now. 81 outlets, 235 hours per week just churning out right-wing talk. That's one state. That's our state, Wisconsin. And up until now, I've always felt like the Democrats ceded the airwaves. People ask me outside the state, how did Ron Johnson win? This guy's crazy. How did he win re-election? He's a January 6th insurrectionist. The guy wanted to hand off the fake electors to Mike Pence. How did this guy win re-election? And of course, you know, you can talk around the fringes about, oh, well, the racist ads. And Mandela Barnes got kneecapped and didn't have the right money at the right time.
The suppression of the votes in Milwaukee with Spindell.
But here's what I would say it was. It was Ron Johnson's awareness that right-wing talk radio drives real voter turnout in the state of Wisconsin and across this nation. And the fact the New York Times reported shortly before the election, the guy had been 325 hours on right-wing talk radio. That's almost 10 full work weeks. Am I wrong? Like, divide by 40 and times 10 is 400 hours. 10 full work weeks. Senator Ron Johnson is serving his constituency town hall style, one right-wing radio interview at a time. And people always wonder, how did the Republicans always sneak up at the last? And I am a little concerned about this Protasiewicz race. You know, just because I'm feeling good because Charlie Barron's turned him out at a comedy club in Madison? Well, this is liberal Madison. People are going to vote for Protasiewicz here. I have every confidence. But 50 miles from here in rural Wisconsin, I have a lot less confidence. And just because we feel like we're informed on these issues, because we read the Journal Sentinel and the Washington Post, and we have all these great news sources. Well, guess what? That's great if you live in a city in the state of Wisconsin, if you live on the interstate. But if you live in the woods, you're listening to the radio. And that's why we are on the radio, Dom, soon to be 13 markets across the state of Wisconsin, plus Minneapolis and Chicago. They love us there, except when we talk about the NIT dominance of the Badgers. Yeah. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. One last segment for your phone calls, then tipping off NIT Final Four style from Vegas. Badgers playing out on the Civic Media Network. WFHR is our flagship. You can stream it live right here. But we ain't done yet. We're still waiting for your super-duper takes. Your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Call because it's important, because you love us, because we need the support. I'm getting ready for a Badger game.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything.
But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance of snow. Lows level off around 26. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 18. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, one final headline for the day. This is a big one. CNN breaking the news today. Federal judge has decided that former Vice President Mike Pence must testify to a grand jury about conversations he had with President Trump leading up to the January 6th insurrection. The judge said in a ruling that remains under seal that Pence still can decline to answer questions related to his actions on January 6th itself when he was serving as president of the Senate for the certification of the election. The ruling from Chief Judge James Boasberg from the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. is a major win for Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is spearheading the Justice Department investigation. Pence still has the ability to appeal.
I hate that last sentence. There are too many appellate channels here. 844. Just go testify. Do your
Do your patriotic duty. But also remember, I mean, the last time they'd like, hey, you got till midnight to respond. Hey, DOJ, you got till 6 a.m. to respond. I mean, if they move with that kind of alacrity, this thing will be wrapped up sooner than you think.
844-967-2789. Dick, the most patient. Welcome, Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick.
Alacrity. Holy smokes. I got to get my dictionary out for that one. Badgers.
Do it quickly.
The Badgers by three. The Sejan is going to come out of the shooting slump. Anyway.
I like that prediction, Dick.
This is kind of off subject, but in all the things happening in the world, I really like how the Israeli people are handling their crook.
Netanyahu? What are they? They're marching in the streets, are they not, Dick?
Yes, they are, and they kind of changed its tune on things, at least for the time being. But don't trust them any farther than you could throw them, and that's not very far.
Well, the French people are also in the streets. Americans only go in the streets to try to overturn the outcome of an election when their former president lies to them.
Right. There is that. But, no, I just find everything going on over there incredibly interesting. And it kind of ties into this country, but...
Well, don't get so distracted you forget to vote a week from today.
Oh, no.
A vote for Protasiewicz is a vote for democracy, Dick.
It's a vote against fascism.
There we go. Thank you, Antifa. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Just like my grandpa was.
844-967-2789. My carpool buddy Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, God. Somebody's got to tell Charity, man, that, you know, once you get in there to Mantown, you got to quit looking out for those deer, man. It's those goddamn potholes. Jeez Louise.
Fix the road, Scott Walker. I mean, Tony Evers.
Hey, I just want to say to all folks out there, I found out firsthand last night what it's like to be a friend of the devils. And, Mike, you're a stand-up guy. Think flat.
Well, I'm sitting currently, but I appreciate the kind words, Rico. You know, it is just a strange confluence of circumstance that led me to flip you the keys to my car last night because I didn't want to drive it home. And you look like you were more in need than I was. It's a shorter Uber ride out to Middleton, and I made a guy drive me. So thank you, William. We all had a favor to owe last night, Rico.
Right, man. Pay it forward, baby.
Yeah, good thing. Hey, appreciate it, guys. Everything you do, man.
Yeah, thank you, Rico. Glad Mrs. Rico made it to work. She was quite unnerved of the thought of like having to camp out at a Motel 6 in Madison. Just want to go to a Charlie Baron show, for Christ's sake.
Just want to have some fun, man.
Glad I, you know what they say, Dom, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Amen, so brother.
Glad I could be a friend last night. Rico, don't ask though, Dom. I'm not loaning you the car. You're like my youngest kid. No. The answer is no.
Always no. I'll convince you.
844-967-2789. Jim from Appletown. How you doing, Jim?
Welcome, Jim.
I'm doing okay, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to throw out there, I'm getting lots of texts from out-of-state people that are saying, vote for Dan Kelly. Janet, bad.
Well, and how'd you get on the Republican text list? What'd you do, Jim?
I have no idea. I must have done something terrible, but I just want everybody to know that's receiving these texts. Make sure you check the area code because most of them are coming from out of state.
Well, I got a 202.
And they have nothing to do with it.
I got 202 from the Working Families Party telling me the early voting has started in the Supreme Court race. I got like 9 of these. I got, what's this one tell me? This one's really long, a little too much. We need your help in Wisconsin. Just 7 days, Wisconsin voters will vote in the biggest election of 2023 in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. That came from a 2-1-2-3-1. My bad, Jim. So, yeah, not getting a lot of hometown love.
Yeah, I got a 354 and a 602, and yeah, okay, guys.
2-3-1's like northwest Michigan. You know, like Traverse City style.
I got one from the WIS GOP at an 833 number. WIS GOP early voting has started. Suddenly they've taken a change of tune, Jim.
What? They're early voting? I thought that was bad, Jim.
They're ballot harvesting on the right these days, Jim.
Well, yeah. They got to play by the same rules, you know.
And it tells me, vote for Justice Dan Kelly, 4-4. And it also says, text stop to end. I'm gonna text stop.
Hey, Jim, so, you know, Crudy's in Madison, I'm in Milwaukee. These are pretty blue areas. Appleton, more purple, man. What's your sense around the Fox Valley these days as it pertains to this election?
When I get to the north part of the valley, I see way too many Kelly signs for my taste.
Very surprising to me that Green Bay, and we have a new station in Green Bay, as you may well know, Jim, WGBW. Green Bay, a red city, despite the fact it's a college town and it's a city. We're going to change that if we can, Jim. Not because I'm team blue, because I'm team truth, and the other team's not so much on the truth side these days.
His better half is here.
Uh-oh. Better half is here. Yeah. Jim, hand off the phone?
I'm in trouble now. You want to talk to him,
dude? Are we on a party line here, Jim?
All right. Lay it on us.
She was carrying supper past me and just let me know that she was here.
What'd she cook for dinner, Jim? I'm a little hungry myself. Jim's already moved on to eating it. Jim, thanks for listening to...
Crudy, you're always hungry, man.
It's the greatest radio show ever. I ate at Cafe Hollander today.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Not the one in Milwaukee where we were at the scene of the crime post-Republican presidential debate. Fine guest list that night included Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, the good old days back when we could talk to Republicans without thinking you're, you know, conversing with the traitors.
Are we going to have like a line literally around our production booth on the Republican debate coming to Milwaukee just like Brojo, stay past this line. Thank you all for listening. Badgers tip off at 6 WFHR. Our Badger flagship station. Keep it locked, Civic Media app.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.